Welcome in, lovers. You're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. I'm your host, Lola Darling. Let's vibe. So today we have a special guest in the Embodied Liberation Lounge, Samantha Love Blossom. And Samantha and I met at a business retreat last summer. And she's just the most bubbly, visionary, quantum healing frequency magician that I've ever met. She has so many hacks and so many tricks and just so full of wisdom and knowledge. And so I'm so excited to welcome her onto the podcast today. Hi, Samantha. Yay. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I'm like, oh, we always have so much fun together. So I'm like, yes.
Yeah, so if you have anything you want to add to your intro and let my audience just know, like, anything about yourself, fun fact.
Let's see, fun fact. My book's coming out in May, so I'm excited. And there's dragons in it. And it's the year of the dragon. So I feel like that's like, yeah. Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm open dragon at that, so.
Ooh, well, I love that the book's coming out this year and it's the year of the dragon. It's called The Mandarin Tree.
Oh yeah, I saw this on your stories actually. Amazing.
The Mandarin Tree, joyless. Yeah, so I'm really stoked about that. That's been a 2-year project, so it's nice that it's like coming into fruition now. And yeah, so
celebrating you for that. Everyone I keep hearing lately is like, you know, oh, I thought I was going to write this book in 6 months and it's taken me 2 years. So you're not alone.
Well, so the editing process, like we finished it, but the editing process, like it takes a long time. So,
well, I'm super excited for you. That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, we're so stoked.
I bet. All right, so I want to dive in deep. I kind of just like to take people off the deep end and go for it.
Ooh, and I love that.
Into your brain and your magic and what you have to share. So I first, like, I want to talk with you about frequency and like how it relates to our embodiment and our liberation, but really just like, what does frequency mean to you? And how does this one sort of word, philosophy, idea, I don't even really know like how to describe it, but like, how does this one thing shape our lives?
So my undergrad is in biochemistry. So I love that. I feel like it gave me a much more expansive view on this. But essentially, if you think about a cell and you think about emotions, emotions have measurable frequency. And I think that our science isn't quite fine-tuned enough yet, but it will be. But it's going to start to be able to measure frequency. So I'm going to come back to this. But like, I studied Chinese medicine in Shanghai for 6 years. So in Chinese medicine, you look at subtle things like facial expressions, like tones, like, and you look at what's happening before something even manifests. So you are here to like fine tune the system before it gets bad. And so from a frequency perspective, like, so now we have all this new frequency technology. So why is it that some people have a hard time getting over a traumatic experience, right? It's like their cells don't have enough energy to make that jump. So once we have like the right frequencies, the cell has enough energy and it can make the change. Once something has enough energy, it has enough activation energy, it can make the change. It's like a chemical reaction. So like inside of a chemical reaction, it's like a chemical reaction won't happen unless all the right like ingredients are there. It's just like cooking in a way. It's like when you're cooking, you need all the right ingredients and then everything together is what makes it really delicious, you know?
Yeah, I love this analogy and bringing it. I have a question about that. So you're saying like, so somebody experienced something super trauma experience, maybe it was like in childhood or recent or whenever, and you're saying like their cells aren't moving fast enough to be able to like move through that. What sorts of things can you do to like re-energize those cells so that they can like catch up, so that you can like move through that with more ease
or like
faster?
Yeah, like both of us, you know, we have our Healy devices, like a Healy machine, a Healy frequency. Yeah. I wish I was wearing mine. Mine's just running in the office. But like a Healy machine, it like runs at a certain frequency and it starts to hit these new, it's like hitting your electrons so that it starts to move. And so that like the tiny cells have the chance to vibrate at a new pace. And then it can shake off the emotion. It's almost like the old event, it created a bundle of emotions, and because the event's over, but the emotions and the stories that happened are still wrapped and bundled up there.
For sure, they're
So
still just like stuck in the body, especially if it's really old, right?
yes, yeah. And especially like if you're an imprint and your parents imprinted their emotions onto you, or if you were in the womb. And then like they got in a fight or something like that, and then that those emotions were imprinted on you in the womb. Then you want to have something that's going to help you break up and release that, those emotions. So I think Reiki is a really great way because Reiki brings like higher frequency energy in, emotional freedom techniques, tapping will start to move the energy through the meridian so it can shake out. I created a modality called the quantum particle to support this. I think there's a lot of healers coming in to support the cells with having more energy and essentially raising the frequency of the cells. So what will happen is, let's say your brain is perceiving this current reality. Now we raise the frequency and it's like the perspective shift changes, and then because the vibration of the body has shifted, the types of people it begins to communicate and magnetize with also changes.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I have two things I want to go into, but so I have a question first, and then I really want to reintroduce myself and remind and tell my let my listeners know about the quantum particle that you created, your modality. But my question first is, so you're shifting these frequencies, say you use your modality or EFT, and you move through to a place where like you're like, oh, I feel like I shifted something, right? So then when it comes down to embodiment though, something I've noticed in my experience, right, is like you have to keep reiterating the thing over and over. 'Cause like what sorts of tips do you have, or do you have even like from a biochem perspective, right? What's happening when you do an EFT practice, for instance, or a quantum particle practice, and you feel like you really move through something, you shake something off, but then the next day you wake up and the same sort of low frequency emotion or, you know, trauma response is still there. Say it's, say you're working with some, like working to move through something like that's really old.
Yeah, I would say that it's because it's become a habit and it's like an addiction. And the part of your brain, like the cingulate gyrus part of the brain, is like the storytelling part of the brain. And it remembers all of these things. And so you may have shifted one part of your psyche, but it didn't hit the other part of the psyche. So you kind of just need to say, okay, let's do that same thing, but to this part of the body. But you may not know, you may not know what that is unless you maybe work with a practitioner or something. But you can always ask your body and say, I don't know where this is stored. Let's run this program again. And can you address it here
Where it's stored.
where it's stored? And your body knows where it's stored. So you would say, body, show me where it's stored, or just take this formula and run it through where it's stored. Because essentially it's parts integration. So it's like you do these modalities and then one part of you has risen its vibration and the other part didn't.
Right.
And
Or
so
another
it's,
part arises that's like, wait for me, bring me along.
yeah, exactly. Or it's like the onion, the peeling away, like you peeled away this layer and this other layer that was too painful to address before has surfaced. It's like, oh, that layer of pressure is gone. Oh, I can come up now.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is the
Yeah,
work, right? I feel like this is really the key to all of healing is like the parts work and building better relationships, and then like you're saying, like reiterating the up level.
and so I do feel like, I do little, I would call them biohacking, like the Healy, I think, is a biohack. And
Absolutely.
I also like, I just like little simple things. Like, I journal my new identity every morning. I journal it and I play music and I dance to it. And I just reaffirm every morning and every night, like, this is who I am now. Because
practice.
otherwise it's like it's easy for the brain to have almost like amnesia, it like forgets and it like tries to go back to it's like because that's where it's safe. It's like, oh, that's what I know. That's safe. Let me go back to that operating system, you know?
Well, and if you think of it as like all of the body mind is fully alive and there's so many parts, right? And so you're like basically by writing your identity every morning and dancing to it and bringing it into the body, you're basically just reminding all these parts like, hey, I'm Sam and I'm this old and this is who I am. Like all of you are on board with this. Like, let's go. Instead of
Yeah.
like, yeah, the scatteredness that can happen with the body mind as we're healing and these different pieces are coming up. I love this. I'm gonna adopt this practice actually of just
Yeah.
like writing my new identity and even a wealth identity every morning. See if we can't get some of this trauma on board.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think of God as like G-O-D, like generating, organizing, and destroying. So to me, it's this generating part. It's like every day we have the opportunity to generate your new identity. And it takes energy and it takes like a desire. Like it's like you have to want it over and over again. And this is why I see people make their first million and then they lose it all because they're not at this like to get the first million, they're so excited and they're energized. But once they get there, they don't stay that same level of energy to get to the second million. They drop the frequency. Like the moment they go into fear and worry,
Because
then
they
it's,
fear how they're going to do it again. Yeah.
yeah, they fear they're going to lose it. They fear whatever, you know? And so then the fear takes over. And so on that spectrum of emotions in that book, Power Versus Force by David Hawkins, 200 is courage. So anything above 200 is creation mode. Anything below 200, which is like shame, embarrassment, you're in destruction mode. So every day it's like, are you in 51% love or are you in fear? If you can just kick into 51% love in that day, you're going to be in creation mode.
Beautiful.
And so it's just kind of like overriding that program because the cells will naturally be like, oh, I could just go into suffering. It's just
Sure,
so
it's
easy.
comfortable. We're
Yeah.
used to it. It's our normal. It's for some people, you know, that have maybe like lived in a trauma body their whole life, as myself, and are
Sorry. Oh my
working
God.
beyond that, you know, it's that's all we know. And so
Yes.
then it's really like you really have to want to reprogram.
Yeah, you have to be so obsessed and in love with creating your new identity and like be like, this is what I'm doing. And you're so like, at first, you feel like you're kind of like lying to yourself. But like over time, the new identity kicks in and it's like that becomes your automated you, you know? And I've also talked to so many business owners. It took them 8 years before they hit their first million. And it's not because it was hard, it was like that's how long it took for them to like really shift that identity.
Yeah, I feel that so deeply. If you were to give just like three components, or maybe you have five, because like I know you. So like three to five components, just like, you know, simple bullet points of like the components of a new identity that you like use. Like, do you have like a, I don't know what the word would be, like you know, like an outline of like sort of how you're creating your new identity of just like, you know, words, topics.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it depends like where are they at? Are they starting at their physical body? Are they starting with their finances? Or you know what I mean? And I would just get so magical and just being like, this is who I am now. Like, I make this much money. It feels like this. I have these types of people in my life. Like,
That's what I was
and
going for. So there's three right there. Like, I make this much money, I'm living this way, like these are the type of people, like that's what I was going for. Like, what kinds of
yeah,
things
this is.
plug in there to like help the body mind sort of like get on board?
Yeah, like this is the environment that I'm in. These are the types of food I always eat. You know, I always feel like this when I pay for things. I always, because the thing is, like, someone that's very wealthy is very generous. And so, and I think part of it, especially like if you're practicing quantum wealth, it's like you're able to go into the quantum and you're downloading money from the quantum, anyways. And so, because you understand there's this kind of like infinite energy, like you feel more like generous, you know, because you're like, okay, I could always just go up and like download, bring it in, and I can just like share, you know? And
That's perfect.
so, yeah. And so part of it is that practice, because it's like the domino effect, you know, because the more you're like, you share here, you don't know what that ripple effect is, you know? And I think that's the hardest part, especially for an identity that thinks they're in lack. You really want to practice more generosity, because you're actually going to see then the flow begins to happen, because you're giving energy in one area and energy will come back to you in another area. So yeah, so there's like all these different, all of it is just about energy. It's just getting energy to kick and flow. Like you just want it to rise up and get bigger and get the stream bigger.
Yeah. And well, and vice versa, you don't want to do the opposite side where you're feeding like the places you don't want to go by doing the same thing and feeding it energy. So like you said, are you in 51% love or fear? Which wolf are we feeding, right?
And I think the fascinating part is that like most movies and TV shows like kind of bring you to a low frequency. You know, it's like there's so much killing, there's jealousy. You know, it can't, obviously not all of it, but for sure it's like a lot of things in our external world is kind of coding you to like come back.
Coding
to
you,
this
programming
lower
you.
Frequency.
To
Yeah.
What society or mainstream culture would consider comfortable.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's what makes it a little bit interesting. Like as you're doing this game, you're like, you're up leveling your frequency, and then you go to have brunch with like a group of people that are all complaining. And then you're like, dang it.
It's so hard. And the strongest energy wins, right? So then if you're like at a brunch with four people complaining and you're like collapsing under the energy because they're winning.
Yes, exactly. And so I think it's really nice to like do this work and then like teach your friends to do it with you. So you start to create this like momentum around you and you're not so like isolated in the work, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So I would love it if you want to describe or give a little synopsis of your modality of quantum particle method.
Ooh, yeah. So the quantum particle is a high vibrational energy nutrient from the 12th dimension. And so essentially I had done so many healing modalities. And then I was like, what I'm really doing is I'm just bringing a really high frequency light and I'm bringing it into this physical reality, into the physical body. And so in the modality, I just teach people to be like, okay, this is what you do. This is how you download it. The more people that begin to download it here, the faster it's going to work. You know, it's kind of like when something new happens. I don't know if you know about the 100th monkey effect, but
I don't.
A group of monkeys in Japan started washing their sweet potatoes. And then once like 100 monkeys were doing it on one island, the monkeys on the other island just started doing it. Nobody taught them. They just spontaneously felt it. So that's how the collective works. So I have a theory that like, not a theory, a knowing, once enough people go into the quantum particle, like that energy is going to expand. And so then like spontaneous healing is faster. It's us collectively deciding we can channel money. We can heal faster. We can create faster. It's just like, once enough brains all decide and get on board, like, yeah, this reality can happen. The whole grid lightens up.
Absolutely.
Because our brains are basically like, there's like a neural network of all of us together, you know? And that's why, like, I also think like as healers, we have to be so heart empowered, because we're going to feel everyone's negative thoughts, but we can't buy into them because we're here to rise above it. And it makes sense, like some of us are going to trigger those negative beliefs, but it's not about us. It's just like those beliefs are just there to cleanse out.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really fun to experience and get downloaded into. I would like to do it again with you sometime.
Yay.
Yeah. So yeah, this is kind of like your world. I feel like this is how you're working with clients a lot, right? With like most of this information and this frequency and like getting people on board with this belief that you're saying, like if we all just believed more in quantum energetics and being able to just like be at one with it and channel money from the quantum and all of these things, right? Like you do a lot of this in your coaching and in your work. So what do you wish more people knew about this level of understanding?
So once your heart can vibrate at a specific frequency, you create oneness with the thing that you want, you know? So I think that most people are accidentally creating separation with what they want, and that's why it's taking so long to have the thing. The moment they can create oneness and love and connection with the thing that they want, it gets closer.
Because
And
you think that they're creating separation because they're externalizing it and continuing to tell themselves, like, I want to be there and I'm not there yet.
yeah, and that's the hard part about manifestation is that like we can accidentally be like, I really want this, but the coding is saying, and I don't have it, and I won't have it, you know? And so instead of just being like, I'm just one with it, like I had a client that really wanted this specific client in Japan, like a billionaire client. And she's like, oh my God, he's literally coming here. We're taking him out to lunch right now. And it was like, we just practiced her heart energy and her heart energy having a connection with this other person. But if you see this person as like so high above you, like this person's a billionaire, there's no way I have access to whatever, then you're going to create separation. But if you can create heart connection, you're like, I have a really beautiful vision. I would love to communicate this with you. I would love to share this with you. You create heart connection, boom. And because the hearts are connecting, it's like it's inevitable that they come into time and space together.
And just to for my audience purposes that aren't going to be really seeing the video, and you know, you're making all these hand movements, but what she's talking about you're just doing it in the energetic field. It's not like you're like reaching out to this person and being like sending them some loving, juicy, open, heart-opening message. You're just working with your heart energy in the energetic realms and in the quantum to connect with that person in the quantum, because like she's saying, like our brains in the collective are all connected, like a mycelial network. So I just
Yes.
wanted to like paint that picture so people could like really understand, instead of thinking you're just like DMing people like, oh, I feel so hard connected to you.
Yeah. You're not like, and because the moment you have that DM and like that physical conversation, unless it's like soul desired, like you had like a soul spark of like, ooh, like I want to send this message. Like then that's really authentic. But if you're coming from the mental realm, they're not going to feel that. So there gets to be this like heart like connection first, and then the action flows through.
Well, and it kind of just like shows up, or you know, by making that connection, the moment that you're meant to send that message comes through, rather than like thinking about it and think planning it out, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So we talked about a few modalities, but what are some of your other, like, there's all of these like different kinds of things for frequency healing right now, right? Like all these technologies and like and devices and all these things. So what have, besides Healy, of course, because like Sam's the one that got me on the Healy and addicted to the Healy. So we know that that's one, but like, and if you want to talk about the Healy some, we're open for that as well. But I'm just curious, like, what are some of the other ones that like you love for aligning with the quantum and for healing the frequencies that we were talking about earlier, whether that be emotional or even like at the physical level?
Yeah, I mean there's one that I haven't I'll get back to you. Someone just sent it to me like a couple days ago, so I haven't really looked into that one. But I know there's a lot of technologies out there now, and I think it's just going to keep picking up momentum because people are going to like understand like this is the fastest way to like support the collective, you know. But from a modality perspective, because that's really what I do a lot of is like, you know, I do a style of healing called body talk. And with body talk, I'm tuning into the innate wisdom of the body. So the body has its operating system, and the innate wisdom of the body will tell you, hey, like this organ needs to communicate with this. We need to delete these memories. Like that was the session that you experienced with me at the retreat, like when we did the group
Was body
session.
talk. Okay.
Yeah, that was body talk. And I always add quantum particle into it, but body talk will essentially look at like past life coding, tune into your chakra systems. Like it's a very vast system, very comprehensive system to like observe the consciousness field.
Okay. Beautiful. And is that something that you like did a training for, or is that something that you created?
That's something I did several trainings for. Yeah, that took like a long time. But basically, like the three-dimensional body is like physical, and we're working on the etheric. So it's like the blueprint of the body, like updating the instructions to the cells So that's kind of how that works from a frequency perspective, is like you're tuning up the life force, and then the physical body expresses differently, and then the things that vibrate around you also express differently.
And how did you just ever or discover or like even get on this path? I mean, you said you spent 6 years studying Chinese medicine, so clearly, like, you know, the healer gene has always been there, but like what sort of set you into or like turned on the switch for this like working with the quantum and frequencies?
Yeah, so 2011, I came back from Shanghai, and I started studying body talk, and it was so wild that the like I had acne all over my face, chest, and back, and it was like I had tried acupuncture, everything to heal it, but body talk is really what healed it. Body talk healed. I had chronic headaches. Body talk healed. I had PMS, like projectile vomiting during it, and like body talk healed it. Like really intense. Like I pass out for 4 hours every month. Like very, like this body has healed so much from body talk technology. Like I am so grateful for it. I can't even put words to like how grateful I am for that system. But I started just receiving weekly body talk sessions. And I took every class I could on it, like three times. Like each class I took three times. That's what they recommend. And so now I've had clients with brain tumors spontaneously heal and dissolve. Like I've really dived into it and practiced it a lot. And so yeah. And
How does it work? Is it, are you working from like a program where you're like going through it and then you're like asking the body or?
so essentially it fine-tunes your intuition. So there's several charts that we memorize, but you're also like you're understanding the energy behind the physical body part. So for instance, like we look at like ancestral coding in the DNA and how the DNA works. Like, so it's very blended with like Western medicine, but also like Eastern medicine. Like, I don't know, it's very comprehensive. So it's like I'm glad I studied, you know, biochem and like Chinese medicine before I took body talk, because it really helped me to be able to like dive deep into all the things. One of the instructors, she used to work at Stanford, and she was like in the Human Genome Project, but she loved body talk so much, she just like left that and just started teaching body talk. And actually now she does something else called body intuitive. Like she created her own modality at this point. So
Cool. And it sounds really powerful. How long did you study it for? Like multiple years, I'm
I
guessing.
think at least 3 years, but I'm always studying it. Like I'm always going back to it. But for 3 years, I was like intensely obsessed about it. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like something I could be easily obsessed with too. So I'm like, oh, I'm
Oh
gonna
yeah.
go like
You should.
find the thing that I'm
I feel like everyone should take it, only because like, how do we operate in a world without really understanding our bodies? You know what I mean? Like,
truly.
no. Right? Knowing your body, I think, is like number one. It's like, otherwise, how do you fully show up? Right?
Well, and that's the big question that I have too is, you know, like we're so conditioned to live from the neck up that we like there's so many people running roaming around like their if their head wasn't attached, they would not even know that they had a body. And I just don't like for me it doesn't compute because I'm like everything's living in the body. How are you even like moving yourself forward in life without like having this like mind body connection and like feeling the intimacy that of relationship with yourself.
Yeah, your body is like the biggest broadcasting station. So I think like a lot of people talk about thoughts, but you want the thought to trickle all the way into the body so that you can actually have the embodied experience, you know? Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. So that like your all of your energy is on board and it's not just like your mind and the Maya like spinning circles.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think the biggest like or how do you feel it's like changed your life? It's like you've been on this journey for a long time with quantum and frequency and body talk and like Chinese medicine and all of that. And it sounds like you healed a lot too with the body change, but like what are the biggest changes that you've experienced from maybe an internal level that like has projected you into like a whole new identity
I
from like
think,
the frequency healing and the quantum play.
I mean, for sure, like writing was like a hard thing for me. And now I could literally write a book in like 30 days. You know, it's like because I'm so clear, I could just be like, oh, boop. You know, like when we had to do edits for the book and it was just like phew, so fast, like it wasn't like an issue. But a past version of me would be like rereading everything I wrote, like, oh my God, like, is this right? Like, just so waiting for the external world to tell me if I did something right or not.
Or like stuck in perfection, even a little, it sounds like.
Yeah, or even like I couldn't even order something on a menu. I'd be like, what is, what's everyone else gonna get? What are you? And it would take me like it would be so annoying to my friends. It would take me like an hour just to order from a menu because I was so not confident, you know, like I mean, in my I found some of my college journals and it was just so self-depreciating. It was just like everything was just so negative about myself. And I just like it's like I'm so far removed from those thoughts. I just like I don't even have those thoughts. Like it just it's wild to me when I hear those thoughts because it's just so not even in my field anymore.
So it really just turned on like the true expression of you rather than the wonderment of like, am I okay?
Yeah, and yeah, and I feel like it also makes it so I don't know, I get invited to some pretty rad parties, which I think that like that past version of me, I wouldn't have even been able to vibrate into those spaces, you know? But of course, like I'm always still working on myself too. So I feel like I'll receive something incredibly awesome. And some part of me sometimes will be like, oh my God, did that just happen? And like I kind of have to like keep trusting, like, no, I belong. Like, yeah, of course, this is like where I'm at now, you know?
We have to code and like reiterate and keep choosing the new neural network, right?
Yes, like every time something hugely big happens, I still get to do the work to like ground myself. And there was a time when I was like, no, I've done enough work. I think I'm just done now. But it's just not, it just doesn't work that way.
I mean, when you're walking a spiritual healing like or medicine path, like it's sporadic. There is no end. So the moment that we can like give up that seeking, right? Of like, oh, someday I'll be done and then I can do the things. Like, no, there is no end. So you get to be doing things simultaneously. Like,
Yes.
you get to
Yeah,
be
I think.
healing and you get to be making the millions and having the business and having the love affair and all of the things.
Yeah, I think if I can, the moment that I was like, this is a fun video game and I like love and enjoy this process, you know, the moment that I was like, yeah, I love that this is like a never, like an always unfolding process, like the moment that I was like, yeah, I love that. It's just like, I mean, what else would we be doing anyways?
Well, I mean, yeah, you and I feel that way, right? Because we're like, we're walking this journey for life. But what are some things that maybe, or some like self-care tips or things that you have for when that healing journey does get a little overwhelming or you feel like you've gotten like lost in it, you know? Because we can also do that. Like, we're being up-leveled at such a rapid rate right now with like, I call it the psychic washing machine, where we're just, it's just like one initiation after the other. And like, it can get overwhelming or exhausting. So, what are some things that you kind of do for yourself, even to just like nurture yourself to bring yourself through that so that you can stay like high vibe and on frequency that you want to be on?
So I mean I feel like it's just a balance, you know, and making sure like you also just treat yourself and play in the real world and you kind of do a little bit of both, you know. And I always feel like creation is part of the medicine. It's like the moment that things get hard, if actually you just like go strong into creating the thing you want to create, a lot of times it just moves out,
It
you
brings it
know.
all up because it
Yeah.
brings it back to those parts of self, right? Where it's like, it's actually just a part or a couple parts that are perceiving this as hard.
Yes. Yeah. So the moment you start to just like create, right? I mean, and
Move
social media is
humans.
actually what a great platform, you know, like because we can always go on there and create.
Sure, you just have a reason to create all of the time if you want, and like bonus points if it makes you money.
Yeah,
But like
exactly. Yeah.
creative outlet and like also an outlet for expression, like of just in which our expression gets to be a creative outlet as well, right? Of like, how are you dressing? How are you speaking? Like, how are you moving through the world? Like, it's all gets to be art.
Yes. And I mean, and I love Joe Dispenza's work, so I would say dive into Joe Dispenza's work. But I think like when it gets hard, just get back into 3D. Like just get back into grounding here. If that's a nap, take a nap. If that's like you actually want to have like a glass of wine once in a while, whatever, that's fine. Like just do whatever to like get you grounded here and then like start back up, you know? Like it's okay to take like a little break sometimes, you know.
Well,
But I always just take a bath.
same, actually. It's the best medicine for sure. Yeah, because it just like brings you back into the body. But sometimes I feel like there, when you're doing all of this work, it's the body that is getting tired too. And so that's when it's just like you're saying, like you just take a step back and like drop into your body and like let your body be tired and take the nap and, you know, go play in the sun or whatever. Drink the wine, smoke the weed, whatever you want to do to just let yourself be and play and like not take life so seriously. Because I love the analogy you used just a minute ago of like, we're just really playing a video game, like playing with quantum energetics and like really just like existing in that world, right? Of like being a quant living a quantum life. Like it is just a video game. Like we're just playing.
Is a video game. It's just a very advanced video game. And yeah, and I feel like that's why I'm like, if you understand your body, you have a lot more, you know, you have a lot more
Controls.
power. And so,
You
yeah.
well, you have a lot more buttons to push to like get the things to do the to do what you want
Yeah.
to do in the movie.
Exactly. You're like, okay, do this. And that's gonna, yeah, for sure.
What's your favorite button on the body to play with?
I think definitely the heart is
Yeah,
like
I knew you
the
were gonna say
best.
that.
You didn't yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean the heart's like has its own vortex, right? I mean it's vibrating at its if you see if you look at like the auric energy, like vibrations things, right? Like the heart has its, like the body has one and then the heart has one.
Yeah, and the heart is the only chakra that transmutes like celestial energy and earth energy. And so it's
Bridge.
like because it's that bridge, I think that really like it just allows manifestation to happen so much faster because you have that spiritual energy and earth energy like blending, you know?
Yeah, I like to call, I think of it as the bridge all the time. Like it's the bridge between the higher self and the lower self, or like, you know,
Yeah.
the primal sexual body and the soul. It literally
Yes.
is like connecting your head to your body.
Yeah, and I think the hardest part, at least for me, that I've had to move through with the heart was like my mom worried so much, or like she would, I don't know, but it was like the love was tainted with like fear and worry and neediness. And so those things I had to like really decondition and release from my heart so that I could actually get like a real heart coherence, you know, to actually feel like, oh, this is what love feels like. It's very nourishing and nurturing. It's not like pulling or manipulating or needing. It's like it's whole, it's nourishing, it's vibrating, it's strong, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to tie some pieces together that like what you just said there of like, you know, you had to move through some of that heart coherency and move some of that stuff out. Like this is the imprinting you were referring to earlier. Like that was imprinted on you from your mom, but we can also get imprints from like, you know, our past selves and are in our ancestral lineage. Like for sure our parents and our families and like the people like around us most when we're young are imprinting us the most. But like we can also come into our this world with all of that imprinting, right? Where it's like some of us more than others, I think. And it's just about like really moving it out. And like you're saying, coming back into like, what is my soul's coherence here?
Yeah. And I think like that's just such a big key because like once we all learn how to actually love, we're going to be in a totally different universe, you know?
I'm curious, like, will you expand on that? Like what do you believe or feel or think or know that it means to like actually love? Like what does that look like? What is the expression of that?
Okay, so love, like you're gonna feel like your heart open, you're gonna feel your meridians flowing. And then when you see another person, you don't see separation anymore. You actually just feel like this love connection. And it's not something that you have to try or convince yourself, it's just like a resonance. And you'll, yeah, it's kind of like, 'cause I think so much of our world has this like caste system. There's kind of like a hierarchy of like, okay, well, you guys because you have this many physical things or you have this status or whatever. It's like our brains tend to create these like categories. And when you're playing from the heart field, like you don't have that anymore. You just feel like, ooh, this feels so good. And when someone is having a negative whatever episode, if your heart is really strong, you don't actually react to that. It's like your heart can stay strong and it doesn't dip down. And then when someone is around you, because your heart is resonating there, they actually feel like they're like, I just feel really strong.
Beautiful. And because when you're strong in the heart, you're saying like it's, you're not getting pulled into other people's emotions or like lower frequency stuff. For my listeners, do you have any like practices, tips, just focusing on the heart that like are just like quick, easy, sort of like drop in there and like open that shit?
Yeah, I think one is like, you know, just tapping on the heart is an easy one. But I think like I love visualization work where it's like you just like you take your heart and you're putting it in your hands. I know the very first time I did this, I was like, oh my God, my heart is literally puking black oil out. It's so sad. And I had to pull thorns out of it and stuff. And I was like, oh my God. And then I poured gold light into it. And then I'm like, oh my God, I feel worlds better. This is so wild. So you can hold your heart in your hand and just see what imagery comes up. And then see like what needs to be cleaned out, what needs to be cleared out, and what types of energy do you want to infuse into it, make it better, brighter. And then I would also clear out the space behind the heart and then place the heart back into your chest. But it's like doing it every so often. And there's also in body talk, we talk about repositioning the heart. A lot of people have like so much heart tension that it's like, the heart muscles like tweaked itself. So you can just imagine like your heart muscle relaxing, going into the right position. So yeah, I think those are some easy ways that you can communicate with your heart.
Cool. I love this. I love this. Like I'm so going to go sit with this later and sit with my heart and like do all the things, but then like, pour gold into my heart. And like this visual, I'm like, oh yeah, I can't wait to do that. So good. And what are you currently like, because we talked about like we're always healing, right? Like there's no real end. So what are you currently like working to integrate or embody within yourself so that you can like reach that next level? Like what are you striving for? What are you kind of like writing into your identity every morning of like, I am this?
Yeah. I definitely feel like my book's coming out in May. So I've been like grounding in like a celebrity identity, like just in case that happens, like so that I can feel like grounded in that. But for sure, I would love to like call in a partner, and I don't know, you know, I don't know. I want someone very specific. So I want someone very like spiritually aligned with my work and stuff. So that's something I've been working on calling in.
Yes. Yeah, so you're working on standing in the embodiment of being the match for who you desire to come in. I love
yeah.
that.
Yes. Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming faster than you know.
Yes. Yeah. And now that I, because literally this heart work is kind of new for me. It's like I've always done heart work, but now I have such a new comprehension of it. But it wasn't until like December that like I actually like really saw that. And I'm like, oh, this piece would have to heal before my person came in. You know, like I would really need to know like, oh, this is like what love is for me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you just started working more with the heart.
Yes. Yeah. And that was like my birthday portal in December. And I was like, oh, got it.
Well, and it's so funny because like, I feel like you were doing so much heart work even before that. So this is like, this is the spiral, right? Because you're like, oh, there's another layer here. There's another, like, we can go deeper.
Yeah. It was kind of like, and it's so funny because my Instagram is Samantha Love Blossom. And I was like, oh my God, literally, like I knew the whole time, but I wasn't like consciously aware, like, oh, I'm working on my heart.
Well, we skip over those things where it's like, also I find it really funny, and maybe you like have felt this too, but when you like claim something or like put something on your Instagram or your Instagram bio, or especially like if it's your handle, you like start getting initiated into that, and it could be like over a long period of time, but you're like constantly like being initiated into the words that you're using to describe yourself in this like space.
Absolutely. It's like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really wild actually. And like also not surprising at all when you have this quantum perspective.
Yeah. And when you say that, it also makes me think of, I think people underestimate how many projections are being projected at them, especially when you have like an Instagram, like you're an influencer of some sort, or healer, or coach, and it's like people project stuff onto you, and it's our job to make sure, I use gold dynamites to like explode the projections and make sure those are like fully cleaned out and released.
Do you do that before you post, or you're just doing it like whenever you're getting on Instagram?
I'm just doing it whenever I feel like the force field feels murky or thick, you know? But I start to realize like something's projected at me. I'm showing up in a way that's not normal for me. And I'm like, oh, that's a distortion. And I get to like clean out the force field and just being like, oh, okay, that's actually not even me. Interesting, you know?
Yeah. Because I'm super into energetic hygiene, I would love like if you have just like three things that you use to clear out your field. Like you said one already, which is like this gold dynamite that you're just kind of like blowing up the projections. Do you have a couple others you'd like to share of just like ways you sort of clear external noise out of your own field?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I definitely do that, but I also do pour like a rainbow liquid loving waterfall through it so that it is like very nourishing and nurturing. And I think that that also creates like a calmness. You know, I usually get only pretty positive comments and stuff on my work. And I think it's because I have this like almost like Hawaiian rushing waterfall like feeling that I transmit through it. But I think mainly I use the gold dynamites, and I also will invite dragons at times and just like have dragons like make sure they're like protecting the space and like pulling any foreign energies out of it. And yeah.
Okay. So I have one final question, and that is like, so you're calling in these dragons, like you're doing so many things, right? Like all of this like quantum magic and intention, like it's a lot. It's a lot of like intentionality. Like, I guess the question is how or what sort of allows you the ability to slow down in order to have that level of intentionality where you're able to feel the things in the field and then like, oh, I need to run this energy. But not only that, to feel like you have the time and space for it at the same time, because like it can be a lot.
So definitely this is more advanced practitioner style, everything that I'm talking about, because when you first start, you have to be able to just have a focus, you know? So like if someone's beginning their magic journey and their one focus is, I'm just going to focus on white light in my home today. And then that's the focus for 30 days. And like they train their system to be able to do that. And then once that's like easy, they're like, oh, I'm able to visualize that. And now I'm going to add this other thing. You know, it's like, because I've trained for so long, I can do all these things in my focus and it works because I've trained for so long. But it's like,
you've trained it into your subconscious to where you're not having to put a lot of time into doing it. It's just running in the background.
Yeah. Okay. I just go do set formula. Like it, to me, it's like a 30-second thing. I mean, I'm voicing it. It sounds like a lot, but I'm just like, boop. Done, you know,
because it's already, you've trained in it, and you can, and we're that powerful where we can just be like, okay, cool, this is the filter.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's the difference, I think, between like a seasoned practitioner and someone that's just started, is just, it's just like X-Men school or something. It's like someone has been in for a long time, so they know how to use their superpowers, so then it gets stronger, versus when someone just starts, it's like they don't have that same level of focus.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's been such a pleasure to have you in the lounge today. Is there anything at all else that you would like to share with my audience? Maybe any offers you have coming up or you'd like to share? I know you've got this book coming out, The Mandarin Tree, which is so exciting. But yeah, anything else you want to share? And for sure, I will link your website and your Instagram in the show notes.
Awesome. I have a free masterclass they could check out. It's Pleasure to Riches. And it also has a free money manifestation map in there, which is fun. So they could check that out. And I think my closing would just be focus on your heart. It seems so silly, but it's like, just focus on your heart, your Care Bear. And it's like, and just doing that one thing and meditating on your heart space, I think can just dramatically change like anyone's life.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And it's a practice. Don't get frustrated with yourself, right? If you like
Yes.
forget one day or feel a little dark one day or something like that, but just keep bringing yourself back to it. Bring yourself back to even just like you're practicing white light in your home, like practice white light in your heart if the rest all feels too much, right?
Yeah, just start small. It's just like when you work out, you just start small, you know, and you build up and you build up. And then, like, all of a sudden, you're like, ooh, this is like really good, you know? Yeah.
It's like creating momentum in
Yes.
quantum.
Yes.
Hey, so thanks so much for coming on today. You can find her at Samantha Love Blossom on Instagram, and everything else will be in the show notes. Thank you.
Amazing.